Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Because by the time your good old Uncle Sam gets through, you can buy her a pair of hose, a little powder for her nose. Take her down to Sloppy Joe's for beer and stew. Them are the facts. After tax.
After tax. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knss.radio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We have a Parler page, assuming, you know, the vast conspiracy ever lets Parler back out of its cage. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. These are the best ways to get all the latest updates on the show. So every year, during the first week of the legislative session, the governor rolls out their proposed budget. This year was no exception, although this year's budget proposal looks an awful lot like Governor Kelly's last budget proposal, you know, raising taxes, robbing from KDOT, increasing spending, and devaluing capers. The truth is, the budget is built on increasing debt for our kids and grandkids, tax increases, and the numbers don't just don't add up. Joining us now to walk us through Kelly's Fantasyland budget is Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute. Michael, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Great to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
So, many of the items, like I said, on the governor's budget are repeats of efforts that the Kelly administration attempted in the past, but were fortunately stopped by Republicans in the legislature. The cornerstone of the budget is once again reamortizing or refinancing capers. This will be the third time the governor has tried this. And, you know, looking at it, this is, unless the numbers have changed, just like a $4.6 billion in new state debt that the taxpayers would be on the hook for, right?
That's right. That's the weirdest thing about this budget is that it is near identical to the exact same budget she proposed last year.
I just want to interrupt and make sure of something. There's a little thing called the coronavirus going on, right? There is a COVID. Because I know there are people who don't believe it's real. Maybe Governor Kelly is one of those people. Maybe she thinks there's no such thing as a virus, because I'm pretty sure there's a virus going on, right, Michael?
So it really doesn't make much sense. She's proposing a near identical budget to last year. And last year, you know, a vast majority of her, you know, proposals were wildly rejected.
Right.
So with a more conservative legislature this year, I don't understand, why she's proposing the same thing again. It's like Groundhog Day, but of course not in a good way.
Well, and, you know, that is the definition of insanity, after all, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Another piece of the governor's budget is built upon, of all things, in the midst of a recession and everything else, a tax increase on digital sales. I saw this my last year in the legislature. They were trying this. Governor Kelly's just amped it up even further. If you watch Netflix or Disney Plus, any of the streaming services, download books or music or movies, you know, the governor wants to raise your taxes. And as if taxing Baby Yoda wasn't bad enough, she's only doing this so she can increase spending, right? I mean, that's what amazes me here. If she were doing this to then lower taxes somewhere else, maybe I still wouldn't agree with it, but maybe I could see what she was going for. But no, she wants to do this so she can just spend more money, right?
John, the fastest and most complete way for Kansans to recover from COVID would be for the government to stop meddling with the economy.
Yeah.
But Governor Kelly's latest proposal here says meddling with our livelihoods is probably the only thing that she may know how to do. You know, you wonder why Governor Kelly thinks it's a good idea to raise taxes after so many Kansans are reeling from lockdowns, school closures, business restrictions. I think because it's easier to raise taxes and double down than it is to tell the tens of thousands of Kansans who lost their jobs, homes, and businesses, quote, I messed up, I'm sorry, so I'm going to leave things alone now, end
yeah.
quote.
Yeah.
That is far more easier to raise taxes than it is to be humble and admit we made mistakes.
No, I think you're right. I mean, the budget, it's like $8 billion general fund budget increases spending by about $254 million, is $1.5 billion more than what was spent the year before she was elected. Some of the other highlights from her budget include increasing general fund spending by 7%, expanding Obamacare, which, I mean, that's dead on arrival, but it still carries a $1 billion price tag. Delaying PMIB loan payments, ending her first term by siphoning $600 million off the state highway fund. I love that because Democrats have been, you know, crying for years, much wailing and gnashing of teeth over robbing from the bank of KDOT. Here she is doing it again. And Governor Kelly's budget does not provide any income or sales tax relief, including the fact Kansas still has one of the highest sales taxes on food in the country. So, I mean, do they actually think this is going to stimulate the economy, Michael?
I don't know, it depends on what you define as stimulate. If you assume the economy is the government budget, then I guess the answer is yes. But most economists, most well-reasoned people can understand that the economy is more than just the budget. It also includes, you know, average Joe and Jane's out there just trying to earn a buck to make a living. And when we have so many Kansans who are stuck at home, either because, you know, they've been laid off, or their businesses have been closed, or they're in quarantine, right? Watching Disney Plus, watching Netflix.
Apparently not anymore.
Unfortunately, governor's proposal here is a kick while they are down.
Right.
I know, you know, my wife and my family, for example, we order plenty of goods online since we're not traveling as often as we did in prior years. Well, now that's going to be taxed at an even higher rate. So I don't understand how we can stimulate economic growth, how we can get past, you know, COVID, how we can improve our lives and get past this enormous calamity when we're raising taxes and financing more debt so that we can grow the government budget today.
We're talking with Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute. Michael, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about a story your team at the Sentinel broke on Friday. According to documentation provided to the Sentinel through an open records request, recently sworn in Lieutenant Governor David Toland, who we know is going to be continuing to serve as the Secretary of Commerce, is going to receive both his $123,000 a year salary as Commerce Secretary, as well as the $31,000 salary for serving as Lieutenant Governor. So he's double dipping. He's either one job is doing part time, or I don't know if he's going to try and do both jobs. The guy must be, you know, working, I don't know, 12, 15-hour days, but the Toland's pay is $154,000 this year. So here's my question. I mean, he's double-dipping during a pandemic while Kansans are facing, you know, high unemployment, stagnant economy. It just seems to me like this is the ultimate in let them eat cake. It's an example of being out of touch. The guy clearly hasn't created any jobs. The only job he knows how to create is his own. I mean, am I wrong, or is this just the ultimate in lack of sensitivity and poor timing on behalf of the Kelly administration?
I don't understand, you know, the necessity. I don't know the necessity for having two separate salaries, especially while everyone else is suffering. What it tells me is as COVID-19 rages through the country, rages through the entire world, you know, Governor Kelly believes that if you, you know, work under her administration, you can be spared the pain.
Yeah.
While Kansans are forced to tighten their belts, the Governor Kelly wants to raise taxes. She wants to issue more debt. And she wants to pay, you know, those politically connected to her twice their worth, but no beef, no value to the Kansas people. And that's very unfortunate and sad.
You're right. It's clearly another example of what's good enough for thee isn't good enough for me, because you're right. Either she doesn't need a full-time Secretary of Commerce or a full-time Lieutenant Governor, or they're just greedy bastards. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I see it. But, Michael, thank you for joining us this evening. If folks want to read some of these articles, we've posted links to them on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, but they can also read them at sentinelksmo.org and find you on Twitter at Kansas Economist on Twitter, correct?
KS Tax Economist on Twitter.
Thank you.
And on Parler if it ever opens up again.
Yeah, exactly. Amen, brother. Thank you again for joining us, my friend. Carry on the fight. We appreciate you.
Thanks, John. See you later.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Give us a call. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.